And we're back on the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap here on WEOL. It is presented by our friends at Cobos Insurance Center and over at Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nushi joined by the Hall of Famer Tom Evans, and we'll go right to the hotline and welcome in our special guest for this week's episode, and that is the head coach of the Elyria Pioneers Boys Wrestling Program. That's Armando Torres, and Coach Torres, an honor to have you here with us this week. First time you've been on the show here this season, so we'll start with a nice and easy one for you. How you doing, and how have things gone for you guys so far this year over at Elyria?
Good, and as always, I appreciate you guys for having me on, but things have been going good. Guys are starting to peak at the right time right now, I think. Had a few bumps in the road on the way, but as far as where we should be at it during this season, I'm thinking we're right around there.
Armando, I'm gonna start with we'll get to some of the individuals here, but I'm gonna start with you guys are a sneaky 3-1 in the SWC right now, hanging in there second place. Talk to us about the dual meet season that Pioneers are putting together over there.
Yeah, so we came out real hot. We won 3 in a row. We also wrestled some duels down in Barnesville, non conference, and we did pretty well there too. And I think it's just a matter of us having. Starting to gain some depth in our lineup. We can move guys around if we need to. Guys will jump in and out depending on, you know, availability for that night. And they do a really good job of just stepping up to the call when we need them and doing what's best for the team. So that's been a big part of our success early on. But also, guys, you know, we come out hot and we like these conference duels because it brings some rivalry. It brings a different environment, you know, a different feel to the normal wrestling tournament. So the guys get ready for those and they come out excited. And, you know, we hope we were 4-0 at this point right now in the conference, but, you know, reflecting 3-1 is going to have to do moving forward.
Armando, do they still figure the conference champion half on duels and half on the conference tournament? In the SWC?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought
they did, and I wasn't sure if they had kept that in line or not. Armando, talk to us about some of the individuals. I've seen Ben is certainly having an outstanding year. I see placed over at Maumee, placed over at Brecksville, where you had four top 20 teams in the country in that tournament. But, you know, certainly Ben Wachter is having an outstanding season. Blake has been a picture of consistency. Talk to us about those guys and their growth this year and some of the other guys that are really stepping up for you.
Yeah. So Bennett, yeah, he's been off to a great start in the season. Like I always tell everybody that I talk to about his success this season, it's one of those things that we knew was coming as far as his success and what he's been able to do up to this point. Last year he was a freshman. He was a little light for the weight class. He was weighing around, you know, under 100 on a consistent basis. This past summer he was able to put on some good weight and kind of grow into the weight class, and it's been showing. The kid loves to wrestle. He loves to be on the mat. He loves to work hard. It's almost a job to keep him off the mat to get some rest time every once in a while. But he just loves it, and we knew this was coming, and I think there's the sky's the limit for him as of right now. And then you got Blake. Blake's been doing a great job for us this year, and he's kind of taken a leadership role, and I think that's showing in his wrestling and how consistent he is. And I think the big thing that we're seeing a change from him is all the things outside, like off the mat, you know, whether it's diet, whether it's getting that extra workout in, if he needs to outside of here. And it's a lot less of us telling him what he needs to be doing and a lot of him taking that initiative to himself, and we're starting to see a lot of good things. Like I said, you know, for both guys, there's been a lot of bumps in the road, but we're thinking the best is yet to come for them this season. And then, you know, outside of those two, we got a bunch of guys that are inches away from turning a corner right now. I feel, and I think our coaching staff feels, you got guys like Zave Stevens, who's a third-year wrestler, senior, Kamarion Wimberly, third-year wrestler, senior, Terrell Calhoun at 57, third-year wrestler, senior. And then you got guys like Xaden Natal, who's been super consistent for us this year in duels and tournaments. And they're right there. And we can sense it. We can see it in the room. We can, you know, we feel those things. And those guys, along with, like, Seamus Fogarty as well, are right around the corner from, I think, doing some big things this year.
Armando, you know, we've talked about this before. I talked in previous years about the schedule that you maintain. And do your wrestlers understand that you guys wrestle one of the toughest schedules in the state of Ohio? You know, we talked about Barnesville earlier in the year, and some people that aren't around wrestling have no idea that that's there's some tough wrestling going on down in southeast Ohio. You know, you guys head over to Maumee Bay. You're over at Brecksville. Four teams in the top 20 in the country in that tournament. Do your guys have a realization that that's the level of competition that they're seeing week in and week out?
Yeah, it's something that we talk about quite a bit, and it's a reason why our schedule is structured the way it is, because we want to see all those teams, especially earlier in the year when we're going to Brecksville or Barnesville or Maumee Bay. You know, we hit those big three right there, and we're seeing some top-level competition in the state. Some of our guys are, like I just mentioned, a couple third-year wrestlers, so you know that there's some inexperience there with a lot of the big lights and moments and knowing who you're wrestling and all that, those little things that an experienced wrestler might know. So they're starting to understand it. It's one of those things where they kind of just got thrown into it, so they don't know much different than that competition they've been seeing, which is a good thing, I think. I think that defeats the nerves and the hesitations in those big matches. But that's the hope, to wrestle the best guys we possibly can in the state, to test ourselves, you know, every time we go out on the mat and learn from all those things. Because I think if we're wrestling, you know, tournaments that we know we can win or wrestling against guys that we know we can beat for sure, we're not learning as much about ourselves and our character and who we are as wrestlers. So right now, at this point in the season, we start to taper it down, and I think a lot of our guys will start winning, stringing together a lot of wins right now and maybe winning a tournament or two at the end of our year. And that should get the ball rolling and that momentum going for the end of the season.
Armando, we're getting close to the seeding time, and for those of our listeners that don't know wrestling, you get seeded in the district, then you essentially get to choose what sectional you're going to go to. Tell me your thought process in picking where you guys are going to wrestle at sectional-wise. Do you just say, we're going to Avon Lake because they're the closest, or do you take a look at where some teams are at and say, well, maybe we want to take a shot someplace else, maybe that goes to North Canton Hoover? How do you go through that?
There's definitely a lot that goes into that decision. And, you know, I got a lot of wrestling brains around me on my coaching staff, whether it's Coach Jack, Coach Burnett. We brought in a new coach this year, Coach Seth McCurdy, wrestled at Mount Union. And they know a lot of wrestling, right? And so they're looking at things, and we're all sitting down and looking at things at where, who can go where, and what that leads at this sectional, and what that leads to this district or that district. And ultimately, what we're going to be trying to do is find the best chance for our guys to have the most success. And, you know, sometimes there's a lot of planning into that, and sometimes you kind of get thrown into the fire, and you gotta fight through it. So we're definitely sitting down talking about it, looking at who's going where, and looking at certain weight classes on our team that we think will definitely benefit from a certain route, and that's kind of how we choose to pick where we're gonna go.
Great stuff, Armando.
Fantastic. Hey, well, Coach, thank you as always for the time here. We appreciate it very much. Best of luck the rest of this week, this upcoming weekend, and the rest of the way as you guys continue your path toward postseason play. But thanks again, Coach. We appreciate the time.
No, thank you. I appreciate you guys a lot.
And Armando, just if there's any thought process that goes into it, I'm running a Division I sectional over at East High School. So, there'll be a little home cooking over there. I don't know how much I can help you out over there, but I'd love to see you guys.
Yeah, let me know how the hospitality room is over there, and we can talk.
Okay. Sounds good, Armando.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Thank you.
And that's Coach Armando Torres, again, head coach of the Elyria Pioneers boys wrestling program. Great to catch up with him. How many years is this now for him over there at Elyria?
I was almost going to ask him. I think we're in year two.
Was last year number one?
I think so.
After Eric? Okay, yep. That's what I thought, because I did maybe half want to ask him. I can ask him at a later time, just kind of how he's settling in and really putting his own thumbprint, I guess, on the program, because obviously the guy that he followed, we've talked to quite a bit here, and Eric Burnett, so just kind of curious. But looks like he's just, he's got the train still going over there at Elyria.
He absolutely does, and he's got the perfect approach to it, and I think when you've worked with somebody like Eric, and then Eric is on his staff helping him out, right, as an assistant, I that just tells you how little egos are involved in some of this, because there's not a lot of people that could do that on either side of that. And Eric, as we've talked about many times, Eric will do anything he can to help the support of wrestling, any wrestler anywhere. And Armando's kind of inherited that same attitude as that whole staff. As he said, he's got a tremendous staff around him. He's got Jack Gillespie over there helping him out as well, and the new guy from Mount Union. So it's just always been a great staff over at that Larry Pioneer that always puts wrestling first in what they do.
Well, success with any high school program, any sports program really, but especially in high school, it starts at the top, right? We say it all the time. It starts with coaching, administration, even all the way down. And they've got things in order over there at Elyria, no question. So again, big thanks to Coach Torres for joining us. If you missed some of that interview, no worries. You can find it tomorrow over at WEOL.com. All right, so with that in the books, we'll take our final timeout, head to our last segment. We'll talk about some of the results from this past week and weekend and talk about what's coming up next here in the Lorain County High School wrestling scene. All that and more coming up after the break right here. It's the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty here on AM 930, 100.3 FM. We're on the app and Tom online
at WEOL.com.